Longhorn Nation, we're back.
That's right, baby. Longhorns are back in business.
Yeah, that's not happening. Hey, welcome back, guys. We're back for season two of the Coach's Office Podcast. We got a foursome here today, which is fantastic. Yeah, let's get right into
it. You know what? We're going to start off with, I can't believe we let him start us off with that Longhorn Nation stuff, man. Like, why did we come to that conclusion?
So we have something to shit on right away?
Longhorn Nation, no. Come on, Ricky. But although they are going to cover the spread.
They are going to cover the spread against Bama, baby. But other than that,
we can get to that later.
We'll get to that later.
Other than that, shitty way.
The man that introduced us over here, Rajon Rondo himself.
That's right.
He's going to get some assists tonight. He's going to get some rebounds. So he's not going to score many points. He's
going to score a lot of points with you fellas.
Coach Nolan, the introduction. A little bit new cast here.
Yeah, we got we picked up off the free agent wire. The Ed with his amazing induced picks.
Yeah, so the drunk pick of the week.
Drunk pick
from
of the week.
Here on out will be in person.
Is in line. He drove a hard bargain, and we had to sign him to a 3-year deal with a fourth year option, player option. Hopefully. It all works out, which I think it will. Ricky Fire's back for another year.
Ricky Fire, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Ricky Y'all Fire. Never gave me my respect last week, or last year, should I say.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to take a shot to Ricky Fire and their respect this year.
Yeah, because we're back, baby.
But you know what Longhorn Nation does kind of set us up for? A little college football talk.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks into the season, and you know, early returns tell me this. Bama's good. Yes. Georgia's good.
Yes.
Clemson may not be very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ohio State, the jury's still out for them. I think they're good, but man.
I think they have the potential. I think they have the potential. Like, so much.
Right.
I wasn't very impressed.
But they scored Notre Dame 21 points. I was expecting fireworks.
They were losing going into the fourth quarter.
I was expecting fireworks from that Buckeye
offense. I was too, but
that
defense looks legit. The defense looks so much better than it did last year.
In their defense, though, that receiver went out.
Right.
And that, I mean, he was there.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dude. Yeah. The Smith and Jigma.
Yes.
He's a freaking dude.
Yeah, he's a monster, man. He
went out early.
He's the best returning receiver in the country, probably, if I do say so
myself. He would have been a top pick had he gone pro, if he could have gone pro.
Last year. Yeah.
I think he would have gone higher than Garrett Wilson. And I'm a big Garrett Wilson fan. So.
Some other news in college football before we get to games is we're going to get a new playoff format probably by 2026.
12 teams,
which is, I thought 8 was perfect, but I'm fine with 12. I just love college football. I know some of those games are going to be ugly. Bama, who will still probably be, you know, world beaters from years
if
now.
If they do it like they should, right, the top four will get a bye. So at least it won't be Alabama beating up on the Bama
will beat the crap out of the number 8 school. You know, they get that far, but I like it because it adds some more parity. It's not going to be parity competitive wise, most likely, but it's going to be nice to see the occasional USC, Michigan State whenever they stop right. Sexually assaulting people and get good players in there.
Have a chance for some other teams like
right.
Cincinnati to get in there, you know?
It was like
pulling teeth getting Cincinnati in that playoff, which we talked about last year as well. But
right.
we're maybe going to be able to see more teams like that have an easier, maybe not an easier road, but
a chance to actually get
in there. And I know the saying is any given Sunday, but any given Saturday is a thing, too.
It is a thing. And at the end of the day, you'll probably get the same 4 teams, or at least the same 3 teams. You're going to get a combination of Bama, Georgia, and
Ohio State.
You get the occasional Clemson. Who knows what Miami's going to do? Miami might be pretty good down the road. You know, they got off to a good start against, Looming this week for someone.
I like it, Knowledge. I like it.
But, I apologize to our listeners in Looming.
One of you that actually found this podcast. We're sorry. But for real, though, I mean, who knows? I mean, we don't know what the Big 12 is going to happen to it in the coming years because, They possibly could pick up some Pac-12 teams who got ready to buy the Big Ten again. We don't know what USC is going to do. USC could be really good coming up, you know, in the next couple of years. It'd be good to see them rattling through there. It pains me to say this, to see Texas, see them get back in there.
Why does that pain you to
it
say
just
that?
It pains me because it brings joy to your heart.
It does bring joy to my heart.
It does bring joy.
As much as I hate to say USC, like, they're going to be good because they got a good football coach, probably the best offensive mind in college football in Lincoln Riley.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, man, I hate the guy. I hate him right now, but he's a pretty good football coach. They got a solid quarterback over there for the first time since probably Matt Leinart was there because we all know Mark Sanchez wasn't there.
Darnold was I was going to say Darnold lead up to Mark Sanchez. You went straight to...
Mr. Butt Fumble himself.
But
forever be in NFL history.
Hey, you know what? Mark
Sanchez
made his
claim to the NFL.
Mark Sanchez has more playoff wins than Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, through like three other quarterbacks.
Kirk Cousins is in there because he hasn't won dick in Minnesota.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins is not the problem over there, dude.
Say what you will.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Kirk Cousins is not bad. You hate him because I feel like you think you should have a better quarterback.
Well, he's not good.
Obviously, someone else is not a Kirk Cousins fan. His name is Waldo.
Yeah, start bringing up Kirk Cousins.
He just went crazy
to attack everybody.
We can save the NFL.
Yeah, so we're bringing back to college football, and we're going to make the ridiculously early... top four predictions, and I'm going to start off with, we're going to go with Bama will be number one when we go to college playoff, Georgia will be number two, three, I'm going to go Ohio State. I really think that defense really impressed me on Saturday. I do think their offense is going to get rolling. Their offense has never been an issue under Day, so I think they're going to be the number three. The fourth team... I struggle with this. I'm gonna go with Oklahoma. And here's why. Do I think they're particularly the number four team in the nation? No, I think Michigan's better than them, but Michigan's gonna get knocked out by Ohio State.
Oklahoma's not even gonna win the Big 12.
They're not going to win the Big 12.
They're going to win the Big 12.
Everyone knows.
Did you hear Sam Ellinger when we started out the
podcast? Oh, yeah, they said that back.
Everyone knows Kansas State, Adrian Martinez. Adrian Martinez, I love you.
So I want to make a point to what you said about Ohio State, about the offense is going to get rolling. Maybe we're not giving enough credit to Notre Dame's defense.
That's another thing, too. But I've been known to hate Notre Dame with a passion on everything, and I refuse to give them credit for anything.
I wore a Notre Dame shirt today.
Remember.
Did you see the Notre Dame shirt today?
Yes, I did. It made me vomit a little bit in my mouth. I didn't want to tell you that.
It really messed your Brooks you were wearing, too.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he's not even 27. What are you?
26.
He's 26, wearing Brooks.
Brooks, if the Brooks Shoe Company, if you're hearing this, send sponsorships.
Send me a free pair of shoes.
Size 8.
But the number four team, it's a stab in the dark. I really don't know. I mean, I don't think it's Clemson. I watched about a quarter of Clemson on Monday night.
It was tough to watch.
Until they ditch whatever his last name is and go to the freshman like they did with Trevor Lawrence a few years back, I just don't see it happening. So... Edward, who's your top four in college football then in the year, based off your opinion?
One, Kansas State and Adrian Martinez. Okay. It's going to be between Georgia and Oklahoma will be one and two. Ohio State's three, right behind them. And four, I'm a little torn.
I mean, correct.
I think you meant to say Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, Georgia. What did I say?
Put Oklahoma on your mind.
Put them over again, baby.
Oklahoma. Gosh, dog it. All right. Ed's drunk pick of the week might be coming early. Georgia and Alabama. Ohio State. And when I think of four, I'm really leaning toward USC.
That's not that pick. I can put some consideration on them too because you got nation. you got to think about their path. And again, if Oklahoma, not if, when Oklahoma beats Texas, who else is going to beat them? Well, Adrian Martinez, we get that. You know, Big 12, so they have a good path. USC, anybody who saw Oregon play?
That was awful.
Awful. Now, the only game they have to play, and I have to look, I'm not sure they have on the schedule, is Utah. If they have Utah on the schedule, that could be a road trip game. But they get past them. Who's to say they're not going to go 12-0 to win the their Pac-12 championship game? You would have to put them in. Now the defense concerns me. I don't think their defense is particularly good, but
they always have talent. USC's always got playmakers.
Right.
They got a quarterback now that can put them in spots to make those plays. Right. And you're right. They got a weak conference.
It's a weak conference. Absolutely.
Possibly the weakest conference.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah. I mean, I think Conference USA could compete with them. That's how bad I think
it's not. that's
too much.
You can't say, baby.
All right. So, college football playoff. Number one, I think, is consensus maybe all the way across going with Alabama. I'm going to go number two is going to be Ohio State. I don't think Georgia will stay at two after they lose to Alabama. Mm-hmm. But Georgia's going to be right there at number three. We're still going to get that Ohio State-Georgia matchup in the semifinals that we all want to see. And then, man, number four, we've been saying it. It's stab in the dark almost. But I'm going to go back to someone that we mentioned earlier.
Adrian Martinez.
And it's not Oklahoma.
Come on, bring
it's
it
not
give
Oklahoma.
Me a hug.
It's Utah.
Utah's eliminated, man.
They just lost to Florida.
You can't lose a game and get in.
I think you can if it's an SEC team that you lose to. And they win the Pac-12. The Big 12 is going to be a parity. Everybody's going to beat everybody. I don't think there's going to be. And I love the conference. My Sooners are there. But they're going to beat each other up. And then who's left? Who's coming out of the ACC? No one.
No.
Are they going to take another Big Ten team?
No.
I don't think
so.
No,
we're through.
They're going to take that one-loss Pac-12 team, and I think it's going to end up
I think their path is there. I don't get me wrong. It's extremely hard because their quarterback from 5 yards out decides to throw an interception to not win the game, and that makes me bitter because I have money on Utah. But
what a loser.
How are you going to – to me, how are you going to put a Pac-12 team in there when – all they play every week is Charlotte, Progreso, and Fafurias, like, every week. Like, how are you going to...
I apologize to our listeners in Charlotte
and in the Valley.
Like, they're not... You know what I mean? Like, you can't put somebody in there like that.
No, I agree. I mean...
They tried it with Cincinnati. Didn't work. They tried it with Washington a few years back. Didn't work.
Right.
Every time they try giving that team that hasn't really lost at all, or if one game from the Pac-12 or some unknown conference that nobody ever heard of until their team got good this year, it gets shitted on.
But I don't know. Those mid-majors, they earned their shot just as well as any other. Not saying Utah's not a mid-major.
Right.
They're in a big conference. But
that's what I think.
But Cincinnati.
Yeah. That's why I think this what is it? 12-team playoffs gonna help?
Yes,
because now it gives you that shot.
Now you can get more than one mid major in there.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Yeah. There's good football in small schools.
Yeah,
right. There really is, and you know that, and that's why I'm excited about the spread to 12 because we now those you're gonna guarantee get a group of five team in there. And it's not gonna always and there's gonna be parity there because it's not always gonna be. Cincinnati, Houston had a pretty good year, got a good win last week.
Did they?
Central Florida. UTSA is pretty good.
I think UTSA is down from what they were last year.
I don't think they're going to be as good last year, but they went into the dome and won. You go on the road, I mean, it's hard. But anyways, I digress. Ricky, I'm assuming your top three is the same as our top three.
It is, but in a different order.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Because you idiots put Bama, Georgia at 1 and 2. They're going to play each other for the SEC title.
I did not do that. I put Georgia at 3.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I don't really pay attention to much you say. But, so it's going to be Bama, Ohio State, Georgia.
Which is the same top three that I just mentioned after you called me an idiot, but keep going.
Like I said, I don't pay attention to you much. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Well, I'm taking a stab at what number four is going to be here.
Did you saw me look at it?
No.
Oh.
Because I think you really believe that the Longhorns are going to...
No, I don't. I don't. I said... I did say... I said... It pains me not to put them in there right now, Nolan.
Alright.
But...
Adrian Martinez. It's Adrian Martinez.
I think it is going to be the Big 12 winner this year.
The Big 12 winner. Okay.
And I think it's going to be Baylor.
Like I said, Adrian Martinez, baby! We're on the same page.
I think Baylor's a possibility. I also think TCU could be a possibility out of the Big 12 to win the conference.
I'm going to act like you didn't just say that.
I'm going to pretend that you watch college football.
Have they lost the conference game? No.
How dare you disrespect.
They played one game.
Okay, then.
That's like me saying Adrian Martinez is going to win the Big 12. Yes, I'm saying it.
I think...
Am I still going to bet on it?
Kansas has a shot to win the Big 12. I think
you should stop talking is what I'm thinking.
Guys, jokes. Who has a
drunk pick of the week?
Is it me
or Smith?
Jokes, guys, jokes.
Jokes.
But no, yeah, I think it's going to be the Big 12 winner, and I think it's going to be Baylor.
Okay. That's fair enough. And, you know, speaking of Baylor, I should have put this on the list. Baylor's got a good game this week. It's BYU.
Yeah, they do.
And that's going to be good. I think Baylor's going to blow them out, personally. But it's going to be a good road win for them.
It's a quality road win.
But other games, should we start? Let's start with the stupid.
Hold on. Let's start with Wake Forest Vanderbilt.
Hartman's back, baby. Hartman's back. Blood clots be damned. You know, operate that shit. Hartman, that line went from -5 for Wake to like -13.
So it
is a huge thing. Vanderbilt's been scoring 73 points a game. Granted, it was against Hawaii, which is as good as give me a volley team.
Hold on, why is everyone shitting on the Valley right now?
Because it's fun.
It is fun.
Not as good
as Palacios. I apologize.
I think it would be like Elon, which is a Vegas or a Nash Vegas school, and
it's just like playing Natalia.
I apologize to our listeners in Natalia.
God, if you had Ed as the first guy to take a shot at Natalia, you are a winner.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, at one single person.
He'll figure it out whenever he sees
this notification and gets real butthurt about it. He's going to listen.
No, he's going to be
gonna get even more butthurt.
He's going to be sad. Then he's going to be excited. He's listening to it. Then he's going to be really sad.
Then he's going to be like, so what? He's going to do the podcast without me.
Oh, good time.
But I think the game that some of us are looking forward to, because I know some of us are thinking something really insane is going to happen, is this Alabama-Texas game.
I'm not saying something insane is going to happen. I'm going to say Bama's going to win the game. But it's good. Texas will cover the spread.
Texas covers the spread. I think it's a...
What's the spread? 20?
It's 20.
14-17-point game. But the game's closer than when the score.
Yes. I think y'all are out of your mind.
I think they're going to be up by like 10 points late, and Bama's going to score that final time to put the nail in the coffin, but it's 17, and it's cover the spread.
Yes, and even Texas has a chance. They stop them, Bama runs the clock.
Is it in Austin?
It is in Austin. It's 11 o'clock start. It's going to be...
That's going to help a little bit. But I still don't, man. 20 points.
I'm telling you, man.
I know 20's a lot, but
I'm not sure.
It's Nick Saban in Alabama.
I'm not sure if Texas is going to cover or not, but I think they're going to be competitive. I think it's going to be a close game through three quarters, and then
the year LSU dominated everybody, literally everybody, who gave them a close game.
Texas in Austin. You're not wrong about that.
It took Justin Jefferson
breaking away late. On a 3rd-and-8-yard.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
To seal the game.
And it was an early in the year game, just like this one.
Yes,
and
just like this one.
Texas doesn't really get blown out in Austin.
I don't think they will.
They'll get dominated in Austin.
But to get blown out, to be a blowout is 20 plus points. And I don't think that's going to happen. But I could see Texas being down 17 and then giving up a cheap touchdown at the end. For Alabama to cover the spread, But I think it's going to be competitive. I don't think Texas is going to embarrass themselves.
A little 52-24 action is kind of what I'm thinking.
I hope so, because I got the over. It's over 62 or 63 points.
62?
Yeah.
I bet that happens.
That's a lot.
That's not a lot.
When Alabama's playing.
If you're looking at
it. Not when Alabama's playing Charlotte, it's not.
Oh, so, but another good point made, and one of our colleagues in the office this week says Sarkisian was on that staff. He knows some things. And
yeah, he knows about his drunk pick of the week.
So I think that's going to play. I think there's a lot of factors that are going in Texas' favor. But, I mean, people talk about Utah State being Utah State. Utah State is not a bad team. And I'm not saying that, you know, Utah State's a top 25 program this year. But they won their conference last year. They're going to win their conference this year. And the Mountain West is a decent football conference, and Bama just whacks that ass.
Utah State's beat up in the secondary. The quarterback's beat up.
Let's be real. Utah State gets a better defensive backs coach.
I want to apologize to all of us in Logan, Utah.
Yeah, that's you, Ethan.
Morris is getting it done over there.
This is going to be a pretty exciting game to have up in the office on Saturday. Because, again, 11 o'clock start, so we'll be watching that with great intent. Other games I put down, Tennessee-Pitt. I don't know if that's going to be a good game or not. It's two ranked teams. I don't think Pitt's very good. And I think Tennessee's going to smack them around a little bit.
Pitt without Kenny Pickett just doesn't have the same magic.
Right, and they brought in, didn't they bring in that USC quarterback? God, I can't remember his name.
Who, Pitt?
Yeah, they got a transfer in there. They didn't look good last week against West Virginia. I know it was a rivalry game, but West Virginia's not that good, and they dominated the line of scrimmage against Pitt. Tennessee, I mean, I think it's going to be pretty damn good this year. So,
Tennessee always gets recruits and transfers.
Yeah, I mean, so. It sometimes takes a bag of money from McDonald's, but yeah, I mean.
It's legal now.
It's legal now, so get it going. Get it up, all right? So,
Iowa and Iowa State.
Iowa with the Cy-Hawk Trophy. It's Cy-Hawk weekend in Ames. Iowa scored 7 points last week without scoring a touchdown. Figure that out, math majors.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Field goals.
Iowa State didn't look at.
Is Purdy still the quarterback at Iowa State?
He probably is. He probably has an.
Brock Purdy? No, I think he's gone. He's in the NFL.
He went pro.
Yeah, I don't know if he got drafted. It might have been late, but he's
in the NFL. Because his freshman year, I thought, oh, Iowa State's on the rise. And then his sophomore year, sophomore slump. Last year. I should probably move on from
Purdy. He escalated pretty quick and then kind of plateaued a little bit.
But you also know what Purdy had his freshman year?
Adrian Martinez.
What? He had freaking Montgomery.
Montgomery, yeah.
Running back. Well, that guy was a
He's dip. Had Breece Hall the last couple years, and Breece Hall's been the best running back in the country. You're right. Iowa State's had running backs.
That game's generally been pretty good in the past. I expect it to be good as well. I think Iowa's still a 3.5-point favorite, even after their stellar offensive performance last week. I don't know. It's a game that I'll probably end up watching, and we'll see. And our last game of the weekend, though not the last game, but the game that I have written down is Kentucky-Florida. Florida with a big win last week against Utah. Kentucky coming in, ranked 17th. Florida's going to come in, I think they got up to 12th. Now, the key to this game is going to be Chris Rodriguez, the running back who he was suspended for the opener. Rumor has it he's going to be back for this game. I personally like Kentucky to cover the spread and possibly win the game. It's 5 right now. But if Rodriguez doesn't play,
It's a landslide.
It could be a landslide for Florida. But Florida's coming off that huge win. And everyone's,
I've always said.
big win comes a bad loss.
Bad loss. So that could be a bad loss for Florida. They may not be focused. It's not as big as a game as it was. I mean, Kentucky has been pretty good the last few years, but it's Kentucky. You know, it's I don't get all hyped up about, you know, playing Kentucky. You know, at least not in football.
There's nothing to get hyped up about as far as I'm concerned when it comes to Kentucky. What do they do, man? They have a good season. They're 8-4, 9-3. Like,
right.
They go to a decent bowl game, lose it. I mean, what is there to be excited about?
Right.
Now, Florida, this could start them on a good run. But, like you said, Rick, big win, big loss. You never know what's going to happen.
I don't know necessarily it's always a big loss, but it's always sloppy play.
It's sloppy play.
And you're playing a pretty good team in Kentucky to where sloppy play equals a bad loss.
They're not 17 for no reason.
Right. Yeah. And, again, if Chris Rodriguez plays, I think Kentucky wins the game outright. If he doesn't play, who knows what's going to happen as well. But this brings us to our sponsor,
Bach Trucking. Brian Juver's my man.
I tell you what, Bach Trucking, we had a huge herd problem about, what was it, February? We had a problem?
It was probably from August to February.
February. Yeah. Herd all over the place. And it's wearing their ugly heads.
If you need a professional, Brian Juvers is the guy to call.
Right.
I can guarantee he cleared out that herd.
He may hate his life, but it's a lot more roomy and a lot more clean.
And we ain't heard. We ain't heard of the herd since.
Haven't heard of the herd since, and, you know, clean them out. Roll them out.
Big equipment, animals, whatever you need to get hauled away, maybe for good.
Danny and Juvers.
You call Bach Trucking, because they will.
They will.
Guaranteed they will get the job done.
Our buddy Joe Moore is waiting at the phone for your phone call to let Brian know it's time to move out some herd. So give him a call at 1-800-BACH-TRUCKING.
And I think they have an email address. It's bachtrucking@gmail.com.
That's right, bachtrucking@gmail.com. So go ahead, give them a call, give them an email, and they'll take care of your needs, whatever you need to move out.
They respond to emails about as fast as a small school defensive coordinator, but they will get to your
All right. Well, hey, that moves us out. Hey, big opening weekend, the NFL. Tomorrow night we kick off the NFL season with the Bills at Los Angeles Rams.
That's going to be a game, fellas.
It is going to be a game. I'm excited to watch it. Initial thoughts on the NFL season. What do you guys think?
I feel like it's... I don't know, man. I don't even know if I know what to think at this point. At one point, I thought it was going to be super top-heavy. And then the more I kind of dig in and the more I watch stuff is maybe a little more balanced than I thought. I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted and all over the place about the NFL this season. I don't think I know who's going to be great, who's going to be terrible. Well, we know who's going to be terrible.
We do.
But...
Sorry, all our listeners.
Some of those middle-of-the-road teams that you're thinking of, they could come out and win 12 games, or they could come out and win 5. Right. I think it's kind of, you know, pretty well stacked, especially in the middle.
And that kind of segues into is, who's this year's Cincinnati? Last year's Cincinnati went from last to first, and obviously went to the Super Bowl, ended up losing the Super Bowl.
There's not going to be another Cincinnati.
I don't think there's going to be another Cincinnati, too, but, you know, team going last to first, this is maybe not a fair comparison, is Baltimore. Baltimore was decimated with injuries last year, finished last in the AFC North.
And a tough division.
A tough division, but, you know.
Maybe the toughest division in football.
Yeah, I think parity-wise. I think parity-wise.
At least last year.
The AFC West is pretty damn tough.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
So, but, now I think Baltimore going last to first is the possibility. Other than that, I don't see. I mean, there's always going to be a surprise team. I just don't see who it is this year.
But Baltimore had talent. They had players.
Right.
There's been injuries.
Yeah.
But if we're going to go with a team that's going to make a turnaround, and again, it's not going to be a big turnaround, but I think I see a team that's going to maybe win their division. Maybe if they don't win their division, win a wild card game.
I think I know who you're going to say.
Miami.
Yes, I fucking knew it, baby.
I knew it. I'm not sure about the division, because they do have to play that team up there in New York. But
they the could. Jets?
Sorry to all of our Jets fans out there.
Damn you.
But I
yeah, Joe Flacco's going to give them a lot of
struggle. I can see Miami getting into the playoffs.
I think Miami making the playoffs is a distinct possibility. It all depends on what Tua could do. If he has the ability to throw downfield, then that changes the whole dynamic of that offense. And that was his biggest,
I think he was more in his own head.
Right.
Yeah. He can do it. Right. We've seen him do it. It's just.
Right. It's him making
that jump.
Right.
And doing it.
And he's got. This is going to be his.
Third year
in the league. Mm-hmm. Who knows the job? I think that's a good pick too. I think they're going to make playoffs. They can make snow. They're going to be competitive. I think on the NFC side, NFC's dog shit. It really is outside of your top four teams.
Cowboys.
Outside of the NFC West, that has the Rams, the Niners, and the Cardinals.
Niners got an unproven quarterback. You cannot say.
Coach, their roster is insane.
Yeah, but they have a quarterback who hasn't proven himself.
I understand.
You can't put him up there yet.
But if you go 2-2, four games in, and you decide, hey, Lance isn't getting it done, you throw Jimmy G in, could they win 10 more? They could.
Or will Jimmy G be gone because quarterback gets hurt week one?
Oh, and week one gets traded. That's always a possibility, too.
I mean, quarterback gets hurt week one, and they need a quarterback for week two for the rest of the season.
Somebody's going to have to trade Jimmy G.
So, yeah, and...
I think they're one of the deepest rosters in the NFL.
I agree, and they go as far as Trey Lance goes. And... they got a layup the first week against the Bears, but again, it's on the road. Ooh. And yeah, the Bears are terrible, and I'll get to the Bears, trust me, in a little bit. But still, it's a road game. NFL road games, and someone made a good point, is week one of the NFL, everyone's in it. I mean, you know you're going to be bad.
First off, sorry to our listeners in Chicago.
I'm going to apologize to you guys. The Bears are not good.
The Bears are not good. They're not going to be good.
Is Juvers a Bears fan? So I'm going to
apologize to him. Yeah, Brian Juvers.
Brian, I'm sorry, pal.
Yeah. Bring the hurt back, Juvers is okay.
But, I don't see that magical run from anybody this year. Again, Miami, I like Miami. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't think... Baltimore might be, but again, they had a lot of talent. They were just decimated with injuries last year.
I'm curious to see. They were good last year. Unfortunately, missed the playoffs literally at the last second. But I'm curious to see how the Chargers do.
I do too.
I feel like all the pressure now is on Herbert. Like, hey, you're there. We got you. All these weapons. We're here now. Now you got to go out there and do it.
They have the pieces, especially offensively. Coach.
Yeah.
They're loaded on.
So I'm curious to see. I mean, they're not going to have J.C. Jackson start off week one. Isn't he hurt? I think. Yeah. So, but when they get him back, now their secondary is pretty damn good, too. And I'm curious to see just how he is able to step up in that spotlight and if he's able to do it, because I think he is. I think Miami should have taken Herbert instead of Tua when Miami had that first pick.
I agree, too. And evidently, the same too.
Yes,
he's not
the head coach anymore. Yeah, so.
I don't know. Like, Tua was, there was so much hype, and
I think Tua can do it as well. But if you're telling me to pick Herbert or Tua, I'm going to take Herbert.
But think back though, that hip injury coming out. That's a big gamble. Coming off that, that's the same thing that put Bo Jackson out for the rest of his career.
But it's not like injury. Tua was Baker Mayfield. Well, that was a stretch. Tua should have been.
Give me a break.
I was going to say, are you not going to reply to that?
Which comes to my sleeper, the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my God.
Because they have a quarterback now that's going to be able to get the job done. Now, do they have the rest of the offense? Not necessarily. They don't really have the pieces, and I know I'm just talking out of my ass here because I'm a big Baker guy, but I do think that Carolina will be improved from what they were before. Now, are they going to make the playoffs? I don't know. They're not going to win the division. They're in the same division with
Tampa and
with Tom Brady.
Right.
I don't but know. Well, I'll get to they're going to be able to beat Atlanta.
I hope so.
They should be able to beat New Orleans. I mean, it may be. Who's the quarterback in New Orleans?
The same guy
that the last time the 30 that 30. He was running a team through 30 interceptions.
He got basic, man.
I don't know, I'll take Jameis before I fucking take Baker. I'll take that right now.
Well, I don't think I'm going to disagree with him there.
I have New
You'll
Orleans.
Take 30 interceptions. You'll take that on your team as your starting quarterback. 30 picks.
He's in a better
position. Like Dallas, they got 20 of them last year. Really, it only equals to 10.
Going to the divisions, and we're going to talk the NFC East here in a second because we got to appease our listeners in Dallas.
You got to appease your listeners across the world. Across the nation. That is America's team.
Across the table as well.
Yes.
That is America's team.
You're about to have a podcast outside next week.
But I think New Orleans is going to challenge Tampa for that division.
I don't think so, too. I just think
Brady got rid of his head coach. Brady took 11 days off for personal reasons. Like, hey, we're in 2 days.
Oh. He's getting divorced, man.
Is he getting divorced?
I don't know. That's my
Let me tell you something, Coach Nolan. Tom Brady can do whatever the fuck Tom Brady wants to do.
He can, but you still got to be focused and all in. And
you think that guy's not focused?
I don't know.
You think he's 11 days off and he's freaking...
I don't think his 11 days off affects him. 22 years in,
you think 11 days off affects him? No.
I don't think it affects him, but I think it affects the team.
Teammates.
Who?
Anybody else who had to go through 2 days?
Who's going to question fucking Tom Brady?
Man, there are a lot of people.
But you still got to hold people accountable.
I know. Be like, at some point,
you're think Mike Evans is... Mike Evans be like, hey, if I take an 11-day absence, y'all are shitting on me.
I think...
Y'all are actually freaking like, wait, what the hell? Like,
okay, who's Tom Brady's backup? Who's Tom Brady's backup?
Nobody
else. Okay. You think Tom Brady is going to, or Mike Evans is going to be like, screw Tom Brady. Let's get catch passes from him.
Well, no, but
he's got a bonus to get.
Let's play Paxton.
Tom Brady's going to get into that
play Paxton Lynch.
I don't know if he's in the league. Locker room culture is huge. If Brady comes out and struggles in the first four games, there's going to be a lot of questions about his commitment to the team.
I think the guy just retired. They understand who they have under center. They know that he's the GOAT. They're going to be fine.
And the only reason why he got back because he hated family life so much, man. It took you know, he's got one of the hottest wives in the world, and it took him 3 weeks to be like, fuck this.
And they're getting divorced.
I'm going back to work.
Isn't that why we're all here?
Well, basically.
I digress. Before we go to the NFC East, because we have two of those guys here, and I know you mentioned the Bears a little bit, Nolan. You want to talk about the NFC North at all? Let's pass that on.
It's going to be
because me and you are
Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert.
Thank you, Google.
iPhone 1. Freaking slow as hell.
We don't have the same team here, but
hold on. You think Mike Evans is going to say, yeah, screw Tom Brady. Throw him Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert's a local legend, dude. UCF.
Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, no, that was Blake Bortles.
Blaine Gabbert went to Missouri.
Yes.
Bortles.
Now, I'm just saying that NFL, there's a lot of Eagles in there.
I want to apologize to all of our UCF fans.
I know.
There's a lot of Eagles in there. And if he comes out and struggles at all the first four games, there's gonna be a rift in the locker room that could affect the team. I'm not saying they're gonna go 5-7.
Yes.
I don't see them winning 12-13 games.
I'm not saying that they're not gonna win their division. I'm just saying that the Saints are gonna make it competitive where it's not gonna be week 13 and the Bucks have already clinched the division.
Right.
I'm saying it's going to take 17 weeks.
I think they are going to win 12 or 13 games, and I do not think that the Saints are going to make it competitive. Now, do I think the Saints can fight for a wild card? Absolutely, I do.
I think the Saints are going to make every game they play competitive, as long as Jameis can keep them in it. He doesn't necessarily have to win it. He can still throw his two interceptions.
Right. But because that defense lights out.
Who's going to have to come through and win games for the Saints is going to be Alvin Kamara.
Well, until he gets suspended.
No.
Okay, so NFC going back to the riff, because this is going to lead into the NFC North. Do you think the riff with Tom Brady and his guys is the same as Aaron Rodgers and his guys? Because Aaron Rodgers has been dropping bombs on these dudes, and it seems pretty rough in Green Bay right now. Have you seen this stuff? How Aaron Rodgers has just been shitting on his receiving core for dropping balls in practice, and they're all young guys except for Alan Lizard or whatever his name is, Mr. Gecko. He's been shitting on all these guys, and he's maybe not straight up, but kind of worked around and kind of shit on the coaching staff, kind of shit on the organization a little bit.
Aaron Rodgers, dude. He
doesn't even talk to his own family. And he's always shit about these rookies.
He's always been like this, but I feel like it's getting worse and worse.
I think it's getting worse, and I don't... Go ahead.
Okay, first off, if I'm a second, third-year receiver, and Aaron Rodgers is shitting on me, you think I care what Aaron Rodgers thinks? You goddamn right I do. You motherfucker made me cut. Yes, he's doing it to make guys step up. Because you know what's going to happen? Survival of the fittest. You can't handle that pressure? Guess what? There's someone that can.
There's no one left.
There's no one left. There's always receivers left.
Every year we always hear of 2-3 receivers coming out of nowhere and having like really great years. Yeah, like Van Jefferson. Nobody heard about Van Jefferson until freaking Stafford came and made him a dude.
Yeah, right. You're not wrong.
Regarding Rodgers, I don't think there's a rift within the team. I think there's definitely a rift between him and the front office because they drafted Jordan Love in the first round when they could have had any receiver.
Or an offensive
line. They needed help.
Something.
Jordan Love. Literally any position on the field. A kicker might have helped them more than Jordan Love.
Exactly. And I don't... Aaron Rodgers bothers me. I don't like the guy.
I think they were trying to do the same Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre thing.
They do. They thought he was done and he came back. It blew up in their face. So I understand why there might be a disconnect between front office.
Even
and
with
him
and LaFleur, I don't know how that relationship is either.
No, right. But
with that being said, the Vikings might win the division.
I think the Vikings have a legit chance. Because even though his numbers were not as good as the year before. So I don't know if that's the thing of deterioration of skills. I don't think that's it. But you also lost one of your best receivers in the league to
Maybe the best receiver in the NFL. Devontae Adams.
You got the Gecko, Mr. Gecko, trying to catch passes. You got...
their tight end. I can't remember their tight end's name.
Tunyon or something like
that.
Tunyon.
They have a couple of decent... backs, too, but...
Yeah, A.J. Dillon, Aaron Jones.
Nowadays in the NFL, you have to have people to throw the ball to, and he does not have people to
throw the ball to. But if you compare the Vikings and the Packers, obviously the Packers have the better quarterback. But
obviously. That's about it.
That's not even
but
close.
They have a better running back. The Vikings have a better running back room. They have a better receiving room. I think they have a better defense.
I don't know.
I think they have a better defense.
Line's pretty close, but...
Right. I mean, so I don't think it's that far of much of a difference between the two teams. And what's good news is the other two teams, and I'm sorry to our listeners, Detroit, you suck. Chicago, you suck.
I'm a Dan Campbell guy, but Detroit,
yeah, you're just not, you're not good, and the Bears are not good. The Bears are going to be a 2-win team, which I don't know how I feel about that. It's going to be a miserable NFL season, but at least I don't have to watch any of the games this year because I know they suck. And Detroit's maybe
flex games,
and Detroit's going to be like a 4-win team. So you're not going to get much competition from those guys. You know, and it's a big game this week. They open up in Green Bay, I believe.
Yeah, Minnesota and Green Bay week
so
one.
So that's
yeah.
going to be a good one right they there.
I think it's in Minnesota, right?
They have the prime time. Not the prime time. They have the 4 o'clock game.
The 4 o'clock
they're
game.
They're one of the only 2 4 I think they're on... I want to say they're on Fox, but...
All I know is anyone in my fantasy league, don't listen to these guys. Aaron Rodgers is still on the trading block. He don't need receivers. He's Aaron Rodgers.
And
think about
it. Who did throw for 4,000 yards last year? I mean, his stats were not as good as they were his first MVP year.
All of us are like sold on that. Like the quarterback's not going to make or break your fantasy league. Ed's still sold on it, and yet Burns is still going to give him whatever he wants.
I said Aaron Rodgers and Juju for Williams from Denver, the running back, and Jamar Chase. And then he's thinking about it right now.
You might win that trade.
I'm going to win that trade.
Jamar Chase is a monster.
Yes.
And that running back from Denver is going to be big now because they have Russ. And that's going to open up the field up a whole lot more for the Broncos.
I hope so. We got to make sure we block Burns from the subscription.
I apologize to my listeners at 11. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
So moving on from the north, let's go to the east because I'm about ready to say a controversial statement that's going to upset a couple of people here.
Well, I have a bet on the NFC East this year.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing on.
You do?
It's not money. It's more of a pride thing.
Well.
I, in my infinite wisdom, chose the Philadelphia Eagles to win the NFC East.
That's what I'm taking.
And if I lose, I have to wear a University of Texas shirt to school.
Yes, he does.
The whole day.
Sorry.
And I made that bet with Ricky Fire over here. Who is a diehard Dallas Cowboy guy.
It's all year, baby.
If Philadelphia wins, he's got to wear that Boomer Sooner shirt not once this year, but twice.
No, I'm going to only wear...
So regular shoot out doesn't count this year.
No, that's what he's saying, twice, and that's not going to happen.
He's going to wear it twice.
He's going to wear a UT, the University of Texas, polo shirt 2 days this year. I guarantee.
I got Philadelphia... Behind my man Jalen Hurts to get the job done and win the NFC East.
Yeah, I didn't do it. You asked me about 3 months ago. I was not a Jalen Hurts fan. I don't still think I'm not a Jalen Hurts fan, but I think Dallas is due for a regression, especially with the injuries they've had at the offensive line.
Tyler Smith gets hurt every year.
They just signed a tackle that's been fishing on his boat all summer long, Jason Peters.
Oh, Jason Peters legally sold money last year from the Bears. Bless his heart.
Who is a Hall of Famer. Don't get me wrong. But he's done.
He's done. No,
Cowboys are going to win a division, guys.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. They're going to still feed the rock to Zeke, who... Let's face it, it's not good anymore. Defense still scares me.
Zeke runs for over 1,000 yards this year.
You want to bet me right now?
Zeke runs over 1,000 yards this year.
In 17 games, he has to average like 65 yards a game.
Man, I'll wear burnt orange for a week straight. I think
you could run for 1,000 yards in the NFL behind Dallas' offense.
So,
I think you could.
This guy didn't even.
I didn't even go to the playoffs.
Well, I did, and I know what it takes. I think you can do it.
First off, I'm gonna let me take over right here.
Take it over,
Ricky Fire. Fuck both of y'all.
he's pointing at Smith and Allen. He's not pointing at me.
I'm sorry for that.
Fly, Jalen Hurts. Eagles fly.
Jalen Hurts.
Shout out to my boy in Amarillo, who's a huge Eagles fan that's listening to this podcast.
Yeah, fuck that guy too.
Apologies to Amarillo.
No, we singled out one city. Amarillo. Jalen Hurts is not that good. Let's get real.
He's not.
You can put everyone you want around him. He's not that good.
They even tried. They tried getting AJ Brown, but... He's
y'all think
it's not gonna make him any better.
Y'all think that Tua's better than Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
I don't know. Tua wins games.
Hurts won games last year too.
How many?
I think they won 8.
They did not win 8 games.
They almost made the playoffs.
No, they did not.
Look it up.
I think they did almost make the playoffs, but I think they won like
6 games.
Or 7.
I think Jalen Hurts is better than Tua.
Second off, AJ Brown's about to find out you don't have Derrick Henry in the backfield that's going to put him on one-on-ones. We know they're going to try to throw to freaking
But he's got AJ Brown. Devontae Smith on the other side that's going to help him out. He didn't have anybody to help
Devontae
Smith receive. Yeah, Julio Jones.
I think the East is going to be similar to the North.
Julio Jones?
I think the East is similar to the North, where you're going to have two really good teams and you're going to have two really bad teams.
I agree with that.
The Giants are not going to be good.
Not the Redskins, the football team.
The football team, the Commanders.
No, the Commanders, that's what they are.
Commanders, right? Commandos.
I think football team is better than
Commanders. You know what Dallas does have?
What?
That Philly doesn't? A better quarterback.
Yes.
Dak is better. I don't care who all the Dak haters say. Dak is better than Philly. You know what that means?
Eagles defense is better than Dallas.
You know what that means? When it all comes down to it, the Commanders are going to win that game against Philly. The Giants are going to, it's going to be it's a 7-6 game. The Giants are going to find a way to win that game.
To beat Philadelphia.
Yes. The Giants are going to steal one from Philly this year.
I have more faith in Dak.
I'm telling you, that's going
to
happen.
I have more faith in Dak to come back from 14 points in the fourth quarter than I do fucking
Jalen Hurts
against the Giants.
I've seen the Giants beat Dallas more than I've seen the Giants beat Philadelphia.
I'm telling you, I'll bet you on that.
When was the last time you saw
the Giants are going to split games with Philly? The Giants will steal one from Philly.
At least Washington. We're going to sweep. We're going to sweep the division. We're going to sweep the whole division.
You're going to go 6-0 in the division.
Yes.
No. Okay, I don't think that.
Did you eat the worm?
I do think the only one we lose, I think we lose one.
I lost 3 days. I ate the worm on Tuesday. Next thing you know, it was Saturday.
Saturday, I have no deals going on. Go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
No, I just said that the Cowboys are going to lose one game in the division. It's going to be to Philly. They're going to split with Philly. They're going to beat the Giants twice, and they're going to beat the Redskins twice. Not the Commanders. Actually, they'll beat the Commanders football team and the Redskins all in 1 year. They're gonna sweep everybody except Philly. They're gonna split.
I can see that happening.
Alright, a lot of
they're gonna go here to Philly and lose, win at home.
The Cowboys are gonna beat the Bucks opening night.
That I do see happening.
That might happen. I won't take that away from you.
That might be vacation, Tom Brady.
Because Tom Brady is in a divorce and he's not focused on football.
And everyone in the locker room hates him, obviously.
I think the reason Tom Brady's getting a divorce is because he is so focused on football.
Also, we have no idea if Tom Brady's
getting a divorce. This is all
to our listeners in Tampa Bay.
Tech Bay.
And specifically,
the Brady household.
Giselle, we apologize for putting your business in the streets. We love you. You're beautiful.
But if you want to come on the podcast and talk it over, feel free. We get it. All right, guys. Way too early. Now, I'm going to pat myself on the back last year because I had the Los Angeles Rams going to the Super Bowl.
You did. And I shit on you for it, if I'm not mistaken. Although I did like the Stafford move, I shit on you, and you're right.
I don't think I took them to win. I think I had Buffalo to win. But I did have way too early Super Bowl picks this year. In the AFC, I'm going to go with the Bills again. Bills Mafia.
They're tough, man.
They're tough. And I think it's going to be a repeat of opening night tomorrow. I think the Rams return back to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a Rams-Bills Super Bowl with the Bills taking it this year. And ending, what was it? They lost 5 in a row or 4 in a row?
4 in a row.
Four years.
Twice to the Cowboys.
Yes, twice to the Cowboys. Back when the Cowboys were
Didn't good. They lose all 4 to the NFC East? 1 to the Giants, 1 to the Redskins, 2 to the Cowboys, I think. I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
Just a fun fact for you.
Yes, fun fact. So that's my early prediction. Rams versus Bills, with the Bills taking it all this year. Edward?
You're right on the Bills.
Okay.
I love me some Bills, dude. The Bills Mafia, they got things going for y'all right now. NFC, it's a little tricky.
Is it?
Is it Dallas? I know that's what you're going to ask. No, it's not Dallas. Because we're not there yet. You know who it is going to be? Dallas. It's Zion, baby! We're going to do it! I can feel it!
I'll tell you what.
If don't they, think with your heart. Think with your head.
Thank God. If Dallas makes the Super Bowl.
I'm being chapped in. That's you.
If Dallas makes the Super Bowl, thank off because that party is going to be insane.
It is.
Every party is insane for Super Bowl.
Really, last year's?
It was when we left
the party. We left the first party.
We apologize to the host of the first party.
First party. alright. Bryce.
Ew.
I know. That felt weird.
Our listeners don't know my first name. That's why I call you Coach Nolan.
They don't know your first name.
Not, well, they do now, Jason.
You played it off. All right, go ahead. You didn't play it off. Go ahead. Who's your Super Bowl pick?
Man, I've been thinking about it since I saw your email this morning about this. And I feel like I just want to pick two random-ass teams that no one else. Y'all are all going to probably shit on me for doing it. But I think I'm going to pick two just random teams that I think have a shot. Coming out of the AFC, this is a real long shot, but they got a new quarterback. I like the weapons that he has.
The defense isn't bad.
I like the Denver Broncos in the AFC. Dude, Russell Wilson's going to turn it around. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
But, oh, you're wrong.
But I think Russell Wilson's going to flip that thing around. He's a big piece. He's been there before. He knows how to get it done. He's got two stud receivers out there. They're going to get the job done.
I'm making a call right now. This is the end of Russell Wilson's
career. Yes. This is. It's about to go downhill real quick for him.
Yes.
Okay. My early
Super Bowl. I didn't even say the NFC.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck. You said some stupid ass pick in Denver.
I told y'all that it's not real picks. I'm reaching way down into the cranium here. I'm digging deep.
All right, who do you got for the NFC?
The NFC was a little bit harder for me to pick. I say a little bit harder. It was a lot harder to pick.
Than Denver?
And we've already mentioned the division, the NFC West, but we have not mentioned the team.
Oh, my God. If you say Arizona, I'm going to have to throw a punch you.
And I think after week four,
Jimmy G.
Whenever they sit Trey Lance down, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Every time you say something, Waddle starts
It's the San Francisco 49ers turn. I got Denver and San Francisco. Now, I'm probably not even close, so... What it is, what it is.
I would like not even watch the Super Bowl then.
But in that Super Bowl,
shitty that is.
No, you will, because we're all gonna have squares.
in that Super Bowl, I will take the 49ers over the Broncos. Super Bowl going to San Francisco. Ward, you're welcome.
I don't know how you follow that up, Rick. You go.
Right, I can say literally almost anything else, and it's like
some parts of the podcast has got to be entertainment too, fellas.
Okay, so my my AFC pick.
That's why I want my analysis.
My AFC pick is similar to the Cincinnati story last year. Not worst to first, but just kind of a Cinderella that just hadn't made anything in a while and went on and did it. I think Justin Herbert puts on a Cinderella story this year. And he takes.
I don't know. I think that's pretty Cinderella.
And he takes the Chargers to the Super Bowl.
It's not as Cinderella, but I think it's pretty Cinderella still.
Yes.
Gonna do what my boy Phillip Rivers couldn't do.
Yes, and I think he takes them there. Now, I don't think they win, but I think he takes them there. The NFC, I'm gonna be realistic here. I'm taking the. It's Cowboy season, baby. Oh, man, I wish we still had a roll.
Dallas has been getting out of the wild card
Oh, my gosh. Well,
they're going to lose to the 49ers again.
You're right. We won't get out of the wild card to win the division. We'll have a
bye. We'll have a bye.
Yeah, well, so definitely the interesting picks. I saw the Dallas thing coming, and they're not going
to
win the division.
Yeah, I hate to say that I knew that that was coming from both of these gentlemen.
Yeah, and I don't know. We'll see. Again, excited about kickoff tomorrow. We'll see what's going on with that. So
now we're going to move on to everybody's favorite part. And this is where I got to take over the hosting duties because I don't make these picks. Y'all guys do. This is your financial investments.
Yes! And drunk pick of the week, baby!
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
All right, so we're going to start off the investments portion with our college football plays. Now, as you know, we're a little bit stronger with our college football plays than we are with the NFL. If you're going off of last year's data, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Ice Queen Nolan and Ricky Fire both had winning records in college football picks, if I'm not mistaken. And now we're adding Ed's Drunk Pick of the Week.
Hey, actually, Ed's Drunk Pick of the Week last year, for those who are listeners, hit six straight weeks in a row, baby.
It sure did.
So we're going to start this thing off with Ricky Fire, Mr. Money himself. College picks, Ricky, what do you got?
Okay, my first one I got Baylor -3 at BYU. I think Baylor doesn't run away with it like they should. It's a tough road game. It's because it's at BYU, but I do think they win the game by two scores. BYU makes it competitive, but I do think Baylor pulls away and wins by about two scores.
I see that.
My second pick, I got USC -9. I think that game is a blowout.
At Stanford?
At Stanford, yes. Mainly because of the offense that USC can produce. I don't think Stanford and the Pac-12 aren't used to that.
Right.
And I think it just smacks them in the mouth. By the time you know it, it's freaking 42-7.
And to piggyback that, is there a more overrated coach, David Shaw?
Yeah,
man. I think he rode on
it's
the,
tough, though.
He rode on so long. And they just slowly kind of went downhill. And he was good early, man, but he hasn't been good in a while.
He hasn't been good in a while. All right, go ahead. What's your
And my last one, you already know it. I already took it early, baby. Texas +20 against Alabama at home. That's going to happen. I'm telling you. It's going to be a close game. Bama scores late to put it away, but they still, I think they lose by about 14-17. Texas still gets the loss, but they play them tough. And they cover the spread. That's all that
matters. You know, if I was a betting man, Rick, those aren't bad picks. Now, I know I shit on you for the Texas thing earlier, but really and truly, that's not a bad pick. Ice Queen.
The Queen is back.
Ice Queen, what do you have? College football.
College football. My play of the week is going to be Tennessee -6.5 at Pittsburgh. I just don't have any confidence in the Panthers. I don't think they're very good. I think the loss of Whipple to Nebraska, it's affecting them more than they like to let on. They got manhandled last week in the line of scrimmage. And Tennessee, I think Tennessee is legit. They're not going to be SEC contenders, but they're going to be a solid team this year. I just realized I have three SEC games. God dang. What the hell's wrong with me? All right, my second one is Texas A&M -19 versus Appalachian State. Appalachian State blew their load last week. I mean, they had the game versus North Carolina. They scored 40-some points, overthrew a two-point conversion, go over. It was just rough. Now you go on the road to Texas A&M. That has to be for disaster.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, as much as I hate Texas A&M, it's hard to go into Kyle Field and win football games.
It is.
It's not an easy thing to do. No,
you're looking at three scores there. Again, I think App State, Texas A&M has a lot better defense than North Carolina does. They're not going to be able to put up 60-some points like they did last week.
That game was just a shit show all the way across.
How stupid was North Carolina, though, to return that onside
kick.
Oh,
yeah.
If you, because I don't know if you saw the video where they all dick nailed everybody.
It was glory time for that guy, man.
Oh, yeah. But if you just catch that and fall down, it is ballgame. It was 40-something seconds left.
Maybe you want to pat the stats and you return it a little bit and maybe, like, lay down.
No, that dude saw the box. He's like, I'm gone.
Almost came back and bit him in the ass.
Yeah, I was watching the game with some friends at a local establishment, and I was excited.
Watching the game with friends at a local establishment.
And I said, that's the best thing to happen. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, because I give App State a chance. To score, and they almost pulled it off. But and then my last game, also in the SEC, and this is a little bit of a risky one because I don't know the status of Chris Rodriguez. If he plays, I think Kentucky wins. I think they cover. Huge letdown spot for Florida here after the big win against Utah. I like Kentucky. I mean, even if they don't win, I think it's like comes down to a late field goal type game. So I got Kentucky +5, A&M -19, Tennessee -6.5.
Drunk Ed. College football picks, big dog.
First off,
Mr. Wyatt Earp, you got three of them.
Let me take a shot. One for each pick. Start with the first one. Shot first.
I like the segment.
It is 1800, by the way.
First pick. Wake Forest, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt 2-0, Wake Forest 1-0. Ranked 12.5. I'm going with Vandy, baby.
Whew. Change that one on me.
Vandy +12.5.
Think they're going to cover.
They're going to definitely cover. I'm almost, if I didn't have a more Ed's drunk pick of the week, I'd almost take the money line on Vanderbilt.
Jesus.
I think Vandy's going to win.
I like it.
I think Vandy is going to win. And surprisingly, that's not Ed's drunk pick of the week.
Ooh.
Notre Dame. Plus.
No, minus.
Minus 20.5.
I like that one, too.
Over who, Edward?
Marshall.
Marshall's not going to score.
The thundering herd.
I miss you so much. Oh. I don't think Marshall scores any points. I think they score 7, 10, maybe. Notre Dame's going to score.
Run it up.
40. I don't think that game's even close and never starts close. It's just a runaway.
Notre Dame's going to be pissed off from last week and go run it up on the thundering herd of Marshall.
Yes. And it's drunk pick of the week, baby!
There goes the
shirt.
He shook it off.
And he kicked it. It went a solid 3 feet.
Ed's drunk pick.
Everybody, listen up right now. Y'all want to win some money. Adrian Martinez at Kansas State, baby. Wins the Big 12. Bam! There it is. Adrian Martinez. You screwed me for 3 years. But this year, it's your year. Adrian Martinez. Adrian Martinez wins the Big 12.
For the game. His drunk pick of the week is a drunk pick for the year.
This is a drunk pick of the year.
This is a long term establishment.
The podcast might get shut down by the time we know who wins this fucking bet.
But the smart guys are gonna bet Kansas State.
Alright, so those are the college football picks this week. Now we're gonna hit the same order we just had. Start you off with the money. Start you off with Ricky Fire. He's got three of them for you. What do you got?
My first one I got is tomorrow night. The Rams +2.5. I think the Rams straight up win that game. I think the Rams are coming off that Super Bowl, and I don't think they have much of a letdown this year. I think they come back on fire. Cooper Kupp, they added Allen Robinson. Cam Akers is healthy now. I think they go out there and I think they win that game just straight up, not even with the points. My second one that I'm taking is the Monday night game. Denver -6.5. They're playing in Seattle. Russ is homecoming. I don't even know who the hell Seattle's quarterback is right now. I think it's Geno Smith.
It is Geno Smith.
Jesus Christ.
You beat out who? Drew Locke?
Yes. Jesus Christ. I think Russ goes in there and just straight tortures that team. Makes them regret ever getting rid of him, although they did it for his future because he wasn't going to do anything else in Seattle. He got him a Super Bowl, did his job. Now he went off to Denver, and I think he's going to try to do that there. But
try to get another one.
His career is about to crumble to the floor. We'll talk about that as the podcast goes on in future weeks. And my last one, you're going to love this one. Minnesota plus 1.5. I think they beat Green Bay.
Yeah, baby!
I just don't think that Green Bay has enough. They have Aaron Rodgers, and that's about it.
It's in Minneapolis, bro. Yeah, it's hard to come into Minneapolis and beat the Vikings,
I think, dog. I think it's Skol's year to win that division. I think Justin Jefferson has a monster day. That's just my prediction. I think he goes for 150 and 2 touchdowns.
Also, everybody loves Jet. I love Justin Jefferson. Don't get me wrong. Don't forget about my boy Adam Thielen on the other side
of
there.
Yes, he is.
Adam Thielen's a little older, but he's still a baller. And we got Dalvin Cook back there. Got Irv Smith Jr. at the tight end. We're golden.
Irv Smith.
Ice Queen.
Ice Queen with the NFL picks.
Mr. Ice Queen.
All right. Hey, NFL, I'm going to start off tomorrow night, too. The over 52 points in the Rams-Bills game. I think both offenses are going to be dynamite tomorrow. You know, you're looking at like a 30-27 game. All right. And so I think that game's going to fly over the total. So I took them at 52. Controversial pick coming up, but I have reasoning behind it. The Bears plus 7 versus the 49ers. And here's why. NFL week 1, 58% of the dogs cover. That's a huge clip right there. And you always think the least game that you would think about, you think the Bears terrible. Think the Niners really good. But the Niners are playing a 12 o'clock game from the West Coast, which I know is not such a huge big deal nowadays because of the travel plans that teams do. But they're also starting Trey Lance. I don't have confidence in Trey Lance. I think the Bears are going to be fired up. I think they lose late on a late field goal. Or maybe, you know, late field goal, late touchdown to lose by 4, something like that. The Bears are going to be terrible this year, don't get me wrong. But this week 1, I think they're going to cover the 7 points against the Niners. And then my last one, this one seems so obvious that it scares me to play it, but it's going to be the Panthers minus 1.5. Faker Mayfield versus...
Baker. Let's not do that.
Okay. Baker versus the Cleveland Browns. Brissett starting for Cleveland. Now, don't get me wrong. The Browns still have a really good defense. They're going to have a really dynamite running game. But it's going
to Browns have a solid roster.
They just
don't have a quarterback anymore.
For a few weeks, and then Deshaun Watson's going to come in.
11.
Deshaun Watson's overrated, first off.
We can get to
that. Let's have that next week.
Because I'm a big Deshaun guy, but we'll talk about that at another day.
Yeah, I mean, we'll discuss it over at a spa or something with Deshaun, see how that goes. But, yeah, those are going to be my 3 picks. Bills over, Bears plus 7, Panthers minus 1.5. Eduardo!
Ed, drunk Ed, who is now...
Is that your name,
Edward? I know you guys don't know this, but he is now 13 shots deep, and he's going to hit us with his NFL picks for the week.
The muscle's shirtless.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, he missed the most obvious.
I know. Well, he said you went shirtless as soon as you took off your shirt and kicked it and then abused AJ Martinez's knee.
Ed's shirtless, and we want to apologize to our listeners in everywhere.
They can't see me.
What do you got, Ed?
First off, let's get real. Geno Smith is Geno Smith. Enough said. You know how many backup defensive ends Denver's going to take? 4. That means 4 broken jaws for Geno. Taking the Broncos, 6.5. Or is it 7?
6.5.
It doesn't matter. All right, then we're taking the Colts, -7 against the Texans. I'm sorry, Davis Mills. You don't have. I'm sorry, Davis Mills and all Davis Mills fans. You don't have it. And I trust Indianapolis defense to shut you down.
Davis Mills has fans.
We apologize to our listeners in Houston.
And my lock of the week. Actually, my lock of the week, or the year, was Adrian Martinez. But
that was a drunk lock of the week.
NFL lock of the week is the Falcons. Oh, excuse me. My bad.
I was like, what the fuck?
Is the fucking Bears -7.
+7.
The Bears +7.
The Bears will never be favored by 7 for at least 3 years.
It's battle of the bad quarterbacks.
That's why he's drunk, Ed.
He is drunk, Ed.
Battle of the bad quarterbacks.
God bless him.
Justin Fields, Trey Lance. When all comes down to it, I trust Justin Fields to at least put his team to win than Trey Lance. And that's not a knock on Trey Lance, but yes it is. Well, I apologize to all the Trey Lance fans.
I apologize
I think Chicago is going to... I think Justin Fields keeps them in the game. It's going to be a 3-point game. I don't know if they're going to win it. If it goes into overtime, doesn't matter because it's a 7-point spread and you can only win by 6 in overtime. NFL lock of the week, Justin Fields and Chicago Bears.
There's nothing wrong with that one. That wasn't a bad pick. So that's going to wrap up our first podcast back. And man, it feels like it's been 5 years, but it's only been 9 months, I guess. We didn't really plan on taking the hiatus, but you know how it is, man.
It happens.
Life happens. You know, some of us have families. Some of us drink too much. Some of us have
to... I'm top two.
Some of us have to move out of our apartment. Some of us get new, new roommates. Some of us have got rid of crazy spouses that we thought we might have had and we no longer have anymore.
Nope, I gained one.
But this has been the first installment of Season 2 of the Coach's Office Sports Podcast. We appreciate you listening.
Hold on! I forgot. Nate Diaz, bet him the +3.5. He's going to take the distance. Not a video, but he's also going to win in 3.5.
Oh, a little UFC talk. Nate Diaz +3.5. You heard it from Drunk Ed. You heard it from us. We're the coaches. You're not. See you next week.